Blog Talk Radio.
Again, another great moment with Sam Cooke singing the tune that has the reverence, and it's good to be here today. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're having a good mental experience to hold on to the right way of civilized life. All right, so what I want to say to you today is this. We are in a bad calamity state of the human world. It's real calamity. Too many road of confusion in front of us. All right. Well, since my experience is growing up in church, and I only thought about issues pertaining to church, and that is taken as the only positive thing that I could think about. Not just I alone, but speak for others who, based on what we are taught, only things that are relevant with the church would be moral and civilized. You know, like, you have to believe in Jesus and in his Father, God. You know, later on, the Pope Indo-European, you know, they don't like to identify themselves with things because they have a lot to cover up. All right? So I'm saying I grew up in the church. And listen, until I was over 50, you know, so most of my life were over when I got into a higher, mature, can state of mind and started to read and think about words that I'm reading. And I begin to come into an enlightened awareness about what is this civilized world, how this world came about. And then, being that I read a lot the Bible, I understand a lot on the basic thrust of what the Bible, the biblical message is to people. And it was sovereign information. It's a top of principality, what the Bible represents to me. Growing up with it until I was, you know, graying or so. And realized what was awfully strange and depressing to know that the Bible and the church that I belong to was not really a civilized thing. It was only something given to for people to believe. Right? Now, I wouldn't have a reason to go to anything else with my head to believe and to accept and from the Bible. I didn't have reason to do that until I began to read, begin to come upon things that is called the calendar, right? BCE and AD Anno Domini, and begin to find out all these things. And the whole conclusion of my experience, now I realize, to be falsehood in full. It is sodomite thinking, white people think. Clearly, black people rule the world. Clearly. Until 509 BC, right? That is what I have found in genuine, certified. Well, listen, we have world history that tells us over the past, say, let's say over the past 2,000, you know, more than that. Just let's say go back 2,000 years. Still goes, you know, further back in time. However, changes, strange things began, say, 2,000 years ago, when we have the invasion of Palestine. And remember, if you go further back, Egypt was also vandalized and all kinds of stuff were done to Egypt, and even our library there. These white sodomites that decided from over some 12,000 years, they have been thinking about taking control of the world, the human civilized world. Imagine that. Prior to that, prior to 12,000 years ago, where were these Indo-Europeans who come to take over the world? Where were they? Beyond 12,000 years. This time this time frame is very important to fathom what has happened in the world. We need to know that because we need to know how the white people come to be in Europe. We need to know that. If you don't know that, you really don't have any judgment. Assess the conditions that you see in the world today. You have to know that because every breath that beings have today comes from back in those times. Our ancestors breathe the breath of life and give birth to all of us. So we need to know that history to identify who we are and what kind of a civilization we were taught. They were taught and passed on to us today. We must know that. So it's civility that causes people to know the difference between different issues. Words teaches us how to elect and select what is proper from what is not. Teaches us to respect each other, and we let get along until with life in a respectful and good way. That's what the prehistory teaches us. And as you can see, black people are not the warmongers and doing imperial colonialism on white people. White people are doing it. And we are the bigger portion of humanity and the only anatomic people, the ethnic people. We, that's what we represent. So why a little tiny fragment of humanity that is coming from human aid? How they come to take over stuff? So you got to understand something went wrong over the past 12,000 years. Something went wrong. And somehow, a lot of people have not been making any discovery of that of the information that tells us. So, as for me and my church brain, I turn out so disappointed that the perfect life that I was looking for, I'm not going to get it from the Bible and the church. So the church become obsolete and discarded in my estimation because it doesn't prove to have civilized, bring people together and for them to live like people of the same intelligent mind and understand life to be valuable and treat it as such. And I know that there is no reason for us to live like we are better than other people. All right? So it so happens now that I am of a different state of mind. And I was at that time still confused about, why our society be the way it is. And I read the Bible and I read about Jesus and what reaction is in the Bible pertaining to the world of humanity. I know all of that. But then that is not making any sense about a God have a son and a God in heaven doesn't have a woman and Jesus' his son come now and he doesn't have a woman either. They keep the narrative to keep Jesus away from being a man who is of nature to have sex with a woman. They keep Jesus out of that, like he's so holy. All of those things in the Bible that comes up to a mass lump of ignorance. And there is no way a person who is thinking and try to get something arranged, in chronological order and make sense, you are not going to find that in the Bible. If you read the World History textbook, you will find whether or not it is tampered with or not, but you are sure to get together the chronological order set out in the dictionary and understand civilized world. That is what we must understand, not a Bible. Problem that exists with the white people is the reason why the world is the way it is, because they are brought themselves to, I mean, of course, just say it off the top, white people are sodomites and they are criminals. They are not fully humans according to the history, right? And look into the mental science of the brain and how beings are made up with a brain and what the brain does. Well, sodomite people, what makes them sodomite? A sexual act. And it is not the sexual act where they are impregnating, having sex with a woman and impregnating and getting a child. That's not what makes them sodomite. What makes them sodomite is that they are having sex in the honors. And they put, it is a cultural pride for white people where two men are loving each other. Civilized people are not that. They don't have that nature. We are not taught that. We are not a sodomite culture. We are heterosexual. And we are not any type of sodomite way of life. Because there are many species, but different types of sodomites. You know, some of them are strictly sodomites. Some others are, they go between. It doesn't matter, male or female. They go with it. And you know, when you go with a man, you're either going to do, if you lick you up on him penis, or you're going to go into his honor soul. That's it. That's it. Now, that is what drives a culture, a group, because sex is what pertains to life itself, the sperm and the egg that bring children, and the sexuality in natural, in civilized people, in the hybrid people, like as the gods, it's a vaginal thing and a penile thing, not anus. Anus is a part of the body that deals with one system of what one issue of stuff in your body. Then these white people are now sodomites because they have sexual joy in the anus. Even without talking about the defects that they suffer, health problem that they have. And they live with it just like, you know, somebody have some other type of sickness or something like that. They, you know, by having sex in your honors, that was never created by, you know, with the nature to do anything else besides pass your waist. They are seeing it as a good place to have sex. And they find all kind of reasons where they talk about sex. That means human beings. They are not hybrid. They are not atomical human beings. And came up into Africa, the time when the World History Book says it, 150 to 200,000 years ago. And they even go up like maybe like 200,000 years ago. So, what I am saying, problem that I begin to find with the Bible and the church is one that is out of line, the way my mind is constructed to make logical assessment and to, you know, make distinction and use good judgment. The Bible is not constructed that way. It's constructed to convey the perception of a sodomite person. The Bible, whether or not you know it or not, but I come to read, I come to understand, and remember it was like from 87 till I am like 50 or more that I begin to find out by reading words. All right. So I was on Facebook, and eventually I went until I had like about 5,000 followers on Facebook. And what I communicate as an African person is the issues in history, in prehistory and modern history, civilized stuff, but the establishment of Facebook is sodomite. Okay? And they claim that they come here and they're ruling over us and they control our community standards. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing I have ever encountered. That sodomite people will come and take over not one, not two of our territories, claim that they have government to control us, and they want we to observe sodomites, and they actually want us and our children to become sodomites. That's what they say. They have written it. All right. So I just want to tell you what happened at Facebook. They began to like stop some of my postings, and it didn't happen a lot, but when they do, it came to a point where they decided that they don't want me at Facebook anymore. So they wrote me up that I am violating their community standards. I am an African person. This is African land. America is. These white people don't think so because they're sodomites. They don't have the brain to know that, okay, their indigenous land of, say, birth is Europe over 2 million years. But they cannot appreciate that because they don't have endocrine glands like we do because they are the second development of humanity. And they themselves today classify themselves as a tiny group, you know, of humanity. That's how they classify themselves according to Ken Spiro. Challenge to accomplish their sodomite venture to go everywhere blacks are and confirm them to sodomite way of life. And they started long time ago, like 2,000 years ago in Egypt, when they knocked down the library, take away our books and burn down the library. That's one of the places where they started significantly. And of course you didn't have no black advocate that was going. I don't read anything where anybody, black people, were going against what they were doing. So they have like about 400 years or more to go about under the guise that they are Romans and, you know, almost take over everywhere they want. And today I'm wondering, where was Africa when they were doing all these things? Because they take over from 509 BC. And from that point, come on, going everywhere and using the military that they have stolen and go wherever black people settle, they go there and kill them and then take over the place. They want to get rid of African, of black people. Okay? So this is what I come to realize. And then I realize that they are killing a lot of black people because, you know, even they say they make laws and give it to their terrorist group today. They want to give like they're not into terrorism. And they are the terrorists. As nice as Biden is portraying himself, but Biden is a terrorist. Biden is in the presidency. You don't look at one president whether or not they behave a little rational over one like Trump who don't seem to have much of a rational. You know, expression and stuff like that. I mean, Trump really, really seem like he's really, really off too. You know, because there are many, many who come and serve and put up with them all this long time. But now it's like Trump become, you know, they feel so much. Like I listened to the news last night where one guy was talking about Mexico and the blocking the border, and was talking about how these white people came and fought Mexico and take away certain portion of their land, like California, I think. And he's saying, well, this land is not made for you and me. And he was showing that case where they say they have a war and come here and take away land from us. Because Mexico is not white people. You know that? They are ethnic people. So when we have these sodomites with their agenda, they call themselves Puritan agenda. They make themselves like a first-class criminal with high-tech know-how to carry on their antics against the big crowd of ethnic civilizations. And this, that's what me, poor boy, grow up to experience when we think about my Jesus and Jesus is coming to take us back to heaven and all those things. Those dry trash type of notions. And now it is so that I'm telling you the situation that I have come to know. When you come to be aware of it, when you don't know, much of anything, that's like I did, it's going to put a strain on your mind because you're going to have to go study to find out how this thing happened, how you know what it is. You have to get to find out about it because you are going to think that I am probably dreaming or I misunderstand something. I think, well, to the best of my knowledge, an understanding when it comes to learning, I have been devoted to read and understand for quite a few years. I have. And I have been involved in public sense, like going to church and get arrested and all that, and talk to people who are ministers, you know, and leaders in the churches and so do a lot of correspondence. Back in the 90s and stuff like that, or in the latter 80s. And, you know, I write to a lot of, you know, churches and the ministers and ask questions and things like that. And I read the Bible very well and understand the premise of the Bible and the message, you know, of it. So, on Facebook, since I'm writing anti-sodomite post, and pictures. Facebook don't like it because they are sodomites. Come here and take over our land, our wealth, and say they all want, they you know, that means they are telling us that they come here to swamp black people, to swamp us into sodomites, controlling if they are telling us that they control our community standards, that is what, there's a name for that. Overthrow a people and take control of them and decide what they must believe, what kind of God they are to believe in and stuff like that. They mess all of that up. Anywhere they go and capture, they you have to believe in what they believe. And so are these sodomites. No, the world is too civilized now for them to go about and do something like that. It's the world is too civilized. But that's what they're doing, because they come in at a time when we were not paying no attention to what they were doing. Because look, African people are different. Could have destroyed these people if we were destroyers. We could have killed them long time because, first of all, them don't have no civilized sense at that time. Right? And you can read and see how they originate. Evolutionary origin. And who they are, who they interbreed with and stuff. Right? And look, these people right now today are stuck staring mad. White people, Indo-European. Because they don't come from a civilized blood. They just don't. And they interbreed, and that's what today, if you read the science information about genes and about secretion of hormones, you'll find out that these white people that we have here are stuck here in mud, because they can't go everywhere black people live and go kick them out, and they have AD anadamani. And AD anadamani doesn't have one crumbs, not even dust, of civilized foundation to it. Because they go far afield from kingship government, the gods bring to earth, so that when there were no civilization and they created us, that is the intellectual knowledge they impart to us. These white people get them from us, I tell you, over the past 12,000 years. And that's what brought them where they are. And of course, they begin to use the little intelligence to destroy us. Because what makes a difference is the sexuality. They're not giving up who they are. And so therefore, they decided that, oh, we are people who look so sedated and stuff like that. They can't change us. And that's what they began to do. That's what these idiots began to do. Think it's cool to chase us out everywhere we go. They don't see appearance that they did not go out from, they go out from Africa into Europe. But they don't go any place else except Europe, when they could jolly welly go spread themselves out all over the planet. They didn't do that. Why they only go into Europe? I know, because I read it in history. Why Homo erectus, their ancestors, like say 2 million years ago, go into Europe, and that's where their ancestors is today. We know them as white people. And we know them today much better than when they were just children of the Homo erectus. They interbreed with a very intelligent, higher life than theirs, Neanderthals. Okay? Push them up a little, but it doesn't push them up to hybrid dimension of civility
are anatomic man,
human being.
They don't get up there. So it was a wrong thing for our people with the blood of the gods that makes us hybrid to intimate our miscegenation with these sodomites. Because they are sodomites until today. But, you know, error that they have made in their pursuit to rule the world, they don't have enough discretion to do that because they don't know what they are doing with civilized people. They don't take civility for anything or no more than be more useful to themselves. They don't know any other use for civility besides that. And that destroys them because all they have been doing since they set out to control us and make up all kind of like vacuous notions and belief systems, like the Bible and stuff like that. They don't know that going in the direction that they're going, it's going to put them in a position that don't prosper their life. Because you can't live all the day of your life, you and your generation, killing off people to survive them. That don't make any sense. And we did not do that to them. We didn't try to kill them off and to get them off the planet. We never did. We didn't do that. That's not the way we are. But what they did to increase their and optimize their power, they go start to get more than being able to do stone tools. They begin to use our Bronze Age weaponry. Yeah, that's what they began to do. These are things that the gods use to promote our life. And they get down into it and begin to behave like they want to be polytheistic people too, when it is only a scam. They got the education, and no sooner than they learn to do all of the mimicking of the gods and the African people, they turn tail and go make up Christianity. And come out now that they have AD Anno Domini. You can't displace civilized symbols, civilized monoliths, and the things that are set here for very serious reason that affects a hybrid existence. Because the earth and its two primary motions cannot go defective. You cannot cause anything to impair a person from being affected by the rotation and the revolution that the earth is doing. That's what controls life. When Elohim came to earth, that was the first time a calendar was written. And the calendar was written for a specific reason. I won't even tell you why right now. Read the history and you'll find out. Yes. When these sodomites come along and think they get, you know, enough civilized knowledge to carry on function, because they mimic everything that is that goes towards society, the life of society. They try to learn as much of that and learn about law and stuff like that. Otherwise, them don't know anything. But they think that where they have it gives them enough sense to control the world. And you know what? Because they're criminals and black people don't have that warring thing inside of them, they decided that, look, they have it all made. And here they don't know that there are energies and things that they are not aware of. They think they can learn some of our science and stuff like that, feel it, do whatever it is, and controlling the world. Right now, they have never controlled the world at all. They've never controlled the world one biscuit. It's only in their delusional mind. I am telling you that when I tell you that white people are crazy, go and start to do a search into the scientific information that tells you about the difference of a hominid from Homo sapiens. Go and do that. Okay? Because right now, my understanding is, if black people, when they write about in the Bible, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You know, Christians have been saying that. These white people write the Bible and put that in there. Where do you think they get it from? They never invent that. But they take everything that is supposed to be positive and use it negative to benefit themselves. While when they call us to Christ and to be saved, none of that story about Adam and Eve is true. But they put it out and they catch a whole bowl, you know, you know, millions and millions of black people to believe that stuff. And then you read the Bible and read those things, and depending on what you're reading, like it's true. It's never true. Never true. If my people are called by my name, that is supposed to be towards the African hybrid people and their gods. But you come up to the Bible and read that. They're not telling you about the Elohim God. When they talk about God, it is a corrosive, confusing thing by the time you read the Bible and understand something. You never really know, because you're going to read about Elohim, and Elohim is not one God who make heaven and earth. Elohim is plural gods. And yes, you can use a singular God, but it would not have any connotation to do with a God that make the heaven and the earth. That's not what it is. And that's where the confusion comes in. Where these white people decide to take over the world with the Bible. You see? So black people don't really understand the civilized life, humanity. Even though a read of the world history textbook like National Geographic would show you what the world is like, what civilized life is like. See? So, I am saying to you, the problem that we have at hand is the fact that when somebody come to a knowledge of civilized history, certified academic civilized history, and you begin to like speak rhetoric that is contrary to Christianity. Remember, school and everything today in America is by these sodomites that come here. And nobody chased them out of here. And they force us to accept sodomy and everything like that. You know, and now they convince us that America is not ours. It's theirs. They convince black people about that. And here is the history to tell us nothing don't go like that. And it's like the highest status of black people. HD education and college courses, you know, that push up their perception very high with understanding things. But too many of them, there's hardly any of them that understand the cosmological existence of our world, or even the solar system. Because these white people see to it that the curriculum where they set up, they skew it. They skew the curriculum. And talk about, because right now I remember long ago about Romans numeral. And these things, we accept Romans like, oh, Romans. And I never associate Romans with black people. But that's what it is. Black people named Romans. these white folks, they never come with names. They don't know themselves to have name in their origin. They were too dumb for that. They don't have birth certificate. Maybe now they register themselves, but they didn't know what it is to have no birth certificate. Search out what I am telling you, because this is the time you really need to know the civilized world. You see, because they think that they are unshakable. They think so, but they are not unshakable. The truth is what makes you prominent, and that's not what they are about. Now, they don't think that anybody would ever speak like I do. But it is happening. So the end of the episode about me, and it came to the point where I realized that, okay, they chased me off Facebook and say they're not going to open my account back at all. So I am no longer on Facebook. Lost all my friends on Facebook, just about all, almost all. And so I went on to frequent YouTube more often and was on YouTube arguing with people about what makes sense and what don't make sense and all that, until I began to do some videos and post them on YouTube, until I lost that privilege. Right now, I cannot go on YouTube and write, a post to anything that somebody is doing there. I cannot access anything there. I can only go on there and play a video. I can't even like anything. Okay? That's what it comes to. And I write them a lot of times, and, you know, they don't, they're not blinking. They're not blinking. Because I am writing things that are African, and if where am I supposed to go and express myself as African? These white faggot people is telling us black people we are not good enough for what we have. So they have a right to take it and kill us on top of it. That's what they're telling us. Now, all right. So, all right. I can go along with, you know, playing a video or stuff like that and a good time with videos and stuff like that. That's all right. So now I go to LinkedIn, and I've been at LinkedIn for quite a while and, you know, do some nice work there, and nobody bothered me until at a certain time they wrote me and, you know, and stopped me. All right, so I decided, all right, I'm not going to pursue any appeal with them or nothing like that. We cannot, not going to bother with that. Let them go on about their business. Now, I'm on Twitter, right? I'm on Twitter. And Twitter blocked a few of my tweets. Like, over a period of a few months. And until the last one prior to this one that I'm telling you, well, I'm going to tell you about that I appeal. When I resolved that one, you know, they apologized to me that they were wrong. Okay? They didn't find grounds to be blocking. So I decided myself, since they blocked me like three times. I thought to myself, you know, that, you know, I am walking on a thin line with them on what I have to say. And I'm not talking anything that is criminal. I'm not threatening anybody, and I am not, you know, I'm just saying what is true about African people and our culture and where we live. And when they are going to come here and tell us that we can't talk those things in our own land, because they decide our land is not ours, I say, well, we don't value nothing. No, that's not what the history said. And it's simply because we are too backward with our intellect, whether or not we can read or not. You know, it's the reason why they have this advantage. Nobody who has good sense will argue and say, no, you don't have a right to do that. You see, and only if we add sense to know, the world is to take the jurisdictional book because we don't know what happened in the past, saving the history. So when it comes to government and everything that we're supposed to know, it is certified history. Certified history. Before the history before the flood, right? And history after the flood, right to where we are here now. Certified history, history that is a record, sound record. After past, whether it's 10 minutes gone or an hour or a day or a month or many years. Okay? Now, these white people, they are, you know, they are unreasonably bold to come everywhere we are and pick us off. And it's amazing at what they have done to the black people. They say, we don't have no way. So they have an agenda that didn't start 2,000 years ago. And I'm telling you, and I am on the air, you know, it don't make any sense. I would be wasting my life, my time, if I wasn't talking what I know for sure is true, and that nobody cannot come back at me for what I'm saying. I mean, I am not a criminal. I'm not a street side person and stuff like that. I live basically a sheltered life because my years that I grew up and thinking as a Christian, I was never a sodomite. I didn't even know that Christianity is established by sodomites. I didn't know that. I take the things in the Bible as sacred and stuff. Now is when I take an offense to white people writing the Bible and putting black characters in there and using it like their best book. Why? Why they don't write their own characters in there and show us how they are the people of God and where they are coming from and who God is good and everything and God is good to us. Why don't they show us that? No. They're not doing that. They are riding on the character of the black people and take it to a spin. Yes, that they are praising God. That these people don't know what they're talking about when they talk about God, except they know that they can benefit with something if they talk about God. And that's what they learn to do. Talk about God. Okay? And say Jesus, and then they pad up and say, God has a son. Why God has a son? And there's no woman around. And the son don't have no woman either. But all these things we don't understand, because we are developing, and see, I grew up with my parents, and they don't know anything either, and I follow in the church, and they don't know anything, and they are not about to help me to understand that. We are jumping into a cesspool when we believe the church. Sodomites. So I can talk like this now because I understand, and I am not going to be a bridge, and these sodomites are going to be told, go back where you come from, you know. In my blood to defend our jurisdiction. They don't have any jurisdiction to do anything that they are doing here. All what they have stolen from the African territory in the Western Hemisphere, it's not theirs. And no matter what they do, no matter what they say they have, they didn't come here with anything. So testimony is against them, not for them. Evidence is there. These white people come from somewhere because there is an association with them by our ancestors over the past 12 or more years. And it is because they have that association that, I mean, totally disconnect our relationship with our creator gods. Because today, these white people teach us about one God, and we don't know nothing about Elohim at all. And then at some point, you're going to associate Elohim with one spirit God, monotheism. And I have a ton of reliable history that they cannot refute. There is no Abraham that found a God in the sky. It is impossible because he's a polytheistic person. But since they are not Abraham, and they write the Bible with a loose hand, and they don't care what they're writing, they write whatever they want, and we are not paying any attention to what they are doing, we take up on believing what they write until we don't have a place to stay. And they are killing us and use their AD and Adamani as a court of law to try us whether we do bad or do good. You know, I mean, you can go to church and the pastor is going to say, I don't want you back here. And you don't do anything wrong besides go to church. But your pastor can tell you to get out and don't come back here anytime. Anytime. So, we are in a situation now. And to close off, me unwriting my tweet. The last tweet I wrote, before I wrote it, I told you about the one that we resolved, and they appealed to me, but they apologized to me for, you know, inconveniencing, you know, me and my use, you know, of Twitter. All right. So I decided that to modify my language, my vocabulary, and, you know, make it less apparent that I am talking tough, that is easy to be interpreted. I don't like sodomites, right? I have a right to not like sodomites because it's sodomites. Sodomy is defiling. As you read in Genesis 19, sodomy is defiling. Sodomy is not to be a part of civilized crowd or society. They don't belong among us. But they reach a state now because no black people raised up against them to find out that they can pressure us and force us to accept. And then their agenda becomes kingdom reconstruction, kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. I don't know if you know what kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching is. I don't know if you have ever heard of that term before, but it means this is the agenda that these sodomite white people have. To use that Bible to make you think you're coming to serve a Jesus. Things don't go like that. And you would have to read to find out that what you're reading is not anything that's there as a provision, a real provision for you spiritually. You won't find out. So you believe it and live until you're dead. That you expect that Jesus, you know, will meet you over there. So I decided now from that point to cool it with my vocabulary. All right. Am I right? I'm not in any kind of way pulling out the power out of what I'm saying. However, to make it as a certain, you know, palatable feeling when you read it and kind of taste it. All right. So I've been doing all right. No, I haven't gotten any blocking for a while until suddenly one day somebody, you know, it seemed like somebody paid attention to this tweet, and I'm going to read it. Now, I'm serious about existence and civilization, and that's not what these white people are all about. They are about making as much wrong emulation and impersonation of the African people. They totally come in and take up everything that is valuable to us and call it theirs. Mm-hmm. That's what they've been doing. And when they're going to come and say, we don't have a government, you know, that gives us in what do we call it? inalienable rights. You know the rights that belongs to you, nobody cannot take away from you. It's by your creator. When they come here to America and kill off the black people and come in with this AD and Adamani, even when they, you know that they disown black people, you know. When they kill off the black people in America and decided that they have seven sodomite men, they call their founders to write the Constitution, they totally disregard black people, period. If you are not Caucasian, they don't regard you in America. And A.D. Anadamani, if you think that's not a snake, and that is something that is a very, very abominable thing for an African ethnic person, it unseats your existence, because they are telling you that no, you don't. No, Elohim created you as a hybrid. That's what they are saying, and you don't have any other existence now but the one that they are offering you. That now this is United States of America. It's not just America, but United States of America. That's what these white people are telling black people. And if you're just here and you think that, okay, you know, things are, you know, for you, all you have to do is just try and get along one day at a time. That's not the case. No. No, it's far beyond that. These folks, when they set up this Constitution, it was not about black people. And think about how many places they have done this. Places that they do it and what the people suffer when they do it. They don't want you to know that they are terrorists. But it is very clear in what they write about themselves that the Inquisition is a terrorist group. And they are the ones that own. They own. They are the ones that own the criminal group. They mimic, they do all, they torture, they do all kind of stuff to African people through this Inquisition and crusades. When Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, that's what he's talking about. 1,000 years they're killing black people and apologizing now, a church apologizing. So what I'm trying to tell you about this tweet is that I come to know our rights, no matter what these sodomites do. They can't do anything to remove the civilized this. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, only if this is a lie can these sodomites succeed in what they set out to do as an agenda. Kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is teaching of the African people. If this is not true, they can go through with it. If this is true, if they can't prove that this is not true, that civilization never come true, no God, if they can prove that in certified history, then, you know, I have no argument. I would be zipped up. But as long as this is true, they must go back where they come from and never return. They are sodomites. Don't belong in any African territory. And that's the truth. That's the fact. And upon that, I order tornadoes to get them out. because of the gods themselves that lived in South Africa, who created test tube babies, we, the hybrid. Our civilization flourished. If they did not come down to earth, there would be none of us here today, because we would not be created and developed on earth. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, that doesn't sound like what I read to you about Pope apologized for sins of Catholics for 2 millennia, killing the black people and stealing from them, making bogus laws. I'm talking about, you know, penalty of death if they don't get to steal what you have, they're gonna kill you. So their law, AD Anadamani, has punitive damages. When they kill you, it's fine, because their God tell them that they can kill you, and in the name of Christ. This is what we have going on here, and not until I was able to read and understand what is going on around me and what the church is that I grew up in, and the Bible and the teaching, is from then I realized that I must hold an abrasive disposition with the overthrowing of our territories, right? So I have high school education, and I have legal courses that I have taken and graduate a paralegal. I have sense, and I have sense to defend African existence. And they can come with their sick brain. That I know of a fact. I'm not making any false allegation. White people are not civilized. It doesn't matter what you see them do. Because if they were civilized, they wouldn't be here and going to church and behave like church is a good place for African people. They wouldn't do it. It's a conspiracy to dump the black people into never, never, nowhere. That's what they are doing. That's why they are here. So, telling you, as long as we have the blood of the God, not the blood of Jesus Christ, something, and we live the way we are supposed to live, not the way the Bible says about Adam and Eve. Get out of that, because that's the energy they use and kill you. And you can go there and talk about Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. You know, that is not the way for us to go. Like trying to convince these sodomites about Black Lives Matter. They don't care a heck about that. You got to come to them with jurisdictional legal force. And you're not going to them to go file any petition to any judge, because they don't have any government of black people to appeal to. So you don't go there and try to resolve nothing like what I am talking about. You see, now you tangle up with all of your business there. I can't tell you don't go to the courthouse to go resolve stuff, so, because they have totally destroyed the pattern of our life. They come here as criminals, strip us of everything we have, and say this place is not ours, and they are doing their criminal thing, and even making law to marry, same sex, and to make Africans become same sex. That is what these nasty white people are doing. That's what they're doing. Point is this. They cannot take no podium and go anywhere and defend what they are doing, like I am doing right now. You would never see any of them come on this radio and talk and defend their their imposition, their fraudulent and wicked criminal imposition, forced hegemony, imperial colonialism. They are forcing on us because we are men and gentle, meek and mild. But look, you got to understand that there is a two forces that work with us. We have love and respect, but we also have, you ever see that guy, Terence Crawford, boxing? Terence Crawford? All right. These commentators always make remarks about Terence Crawford because Terence Crawford is a nice, what do you call it, 47 pounds. Now he went up to 47 pounds. Terence Crawford, the only pound for pound boxer now in his weight class. Yes, he's the best. And if you look at him, you would never think that, you know, what they are saying about he's mean, because I have to even look and see the meanness what they're talking about. Because he does not express it. You know, like he's very angry or stuff like that. And he beat everybody that comes in front of me, because he's unbeaten. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you is that black people, you see, all what these white people have done to us and stuff like that, it's really, really beyond. It is beyond what one would imagine. You know, if you're in, at some point in your development, or right now, as you're hearing what I'm saying, it just sounds outlandish. It sounds like confusing. It sounds like, you know, do I know what I'm talking about? And if I were not talking civilized history, I wouldn't be here talking, because I've been through a lot of process that determine whether or not, you know, template is reading that something is wrong with my brain. And you can go to a civilized template and measure what I say and see whether or not I am, you know, I'm bend somewhere. Try to bend, you know, my logic and my views. And that has not been proven that anything is wrong with me. Something is going to be wrong with someone else, because I'm bent on word science process. Get it out of the word. Get the word inside. That's it with me. Now, are these white people civilized? Of course not. Are they criminal? Yes, 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 yes. They're sodomite culture. True? Yes, yes, yes. They are only pretending now like they are civilized. Why should they pretend? They never used to marry down none of the civilized things. Why are they trying to do that now? And dress up like they are civilized and talk like they are civilized. It's until they really act out their dirty way and think that they have power, like Trump. Trump really shows that they are uncivilized. Because if he had civility, even like, say, Biden, the way Biden is behaving now, you would have to hear me say Biden is also a terrorist person. He has terrorists out there working for the federal so-called government. It's a fact. The presidency and Kamala, I don't know what she knows. She's educated, but education don't necessarily make her know what is going on in the civilized world. She may not, because educated in their system and stuff like that. I go to a high school. I did not take on no concept of anything that they teach in that school. I learned like reading and some math and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know, applicable to DD or, you know, high school. Right? So I'm saying that the government that they have here is a federal government. It's not a federal government. It is not a government for black people. Like they have a constitution and say, you know, like you are the back bench, you know, in their constitution, because they never meant to share American wealth with black people. But now that the condition exists, you know, they have to like come to some rational way of how to deal with it. You hear some of the past presidents, some of them decide that they should end the slavery and all that. But think about what they have done to the black people here and what they think about us. Think us and let us swing from the tree. Yeah. It's a lot of things that have done to the black people that there's no deliverer for the black people. Well, a deliverer. I want to be a deliverer. Yeah, if I'm a deliverer, I want to be a deliverer. I would be more than honored to be a deliverer if I am able to speak word of deliverance and cast these sodomites out into the ocean. I do it too. Because now I say, I'm ordering the tornadoes to come and take care of them. And a lot of other things I just won't say that are even written in the book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
Really blast them same white people here on what they're doing. Right into that Bible. Okay? So there are a lot of things for us to open our inner eye to. All right. So I tell you this. You can go ahead and underestimate us, you know, because you see us in a state of development and none of us react to our own interests the way we are supposed to, because there are some resistance. But it's a resistance that keeps you white people in power. Nobody will come down on the history that points that you are a criminal and how you come into our territory without any kingship, order. You don't have rights in our territory, none whatsoever. The history doesn't show that. And if you have any history that protects you, you can't come here and wipe out our existence and create a history for yourself where you kick us out of our own place. You know what I mean? Intellect don't work like that. And it's only when we are not aware and are not schooled, then we don't know anything. But if at all we develop and have understanding, you folks are not civilized, and I can prove it anytime. I can prove that anytime. You see? Now, what I'm talking about is serious stuff. It is serious stuff. And I know it is serious stuff. You see? And I know what I'm up to. If they have any sense at all, they would get civilized, real civilized. And that would be go back to your country. Because there is no provision for them to belittle black people and talk about they have constitution and they come here and fight war. How did they come here and fight war? I want to get into that. Because there was a time when they were not fighting any war, and you better tell me about that. And when did you begin to fight war? Stop to talk about that, no! Okay, you're a sodomite. And I am alleging you don't civilize to live among African people. African people is by far the paragon on atomic people. Okay? You're not in black people's class in no kind of way. And you're telling us that you control our community standards. You're crazy. So you see one side of us, Iram, and what's the other one name? Right? Well, we have two sides to us. You want to do what you think you can do with us. Well, our creator that put some blood inside of us, that raised us up above even the third human development. we are higher than the third human development because of being hybrid. And you don't want to admit that we are hybrid. You want to tell us we were created. No, please. Because Adam and Eve is nowhere to be found. You're writing a book for us to believe that. Black people will wake up. A lot of people are waking up. And they will realize what kind of a situation these white people are in. Taking our wealth from us and demean us like we don't have any real creation. And it's only their constitution is giving us what they call, I don't know, I don't think it reads inalienable rights, because they will give you something and take it back from you. So they don't have any inalienable rights for black people. And I am saying this because I'm serious. I'm serious about it. And the fact that they don't have any law that gives them right to come onto our Western Hemisphere and do the thing that they are doing. And look at the history that's behind us, where they are coming from with all of this, and when they began to do these things, right? Now I'm competent, I'm capable of doing it, because I have been in court. I represent myself when they arrest me at church and some processing. Their church. This side of my church, I go through all of those stuff. Now, I'm trained. I'm ready. Talk to me and tell me where you get your authentic government jurisdiction to rule, and what this AD and Adamani is all about. That is what, if they want to, like, get what I'm saying, you know, to be something that is not civilized, they will have to come and walk this road of history, because I'm dealing with history. What are they dealing with? They are dealing with this so-called federal law that they claim they make. But, you know, that's not where the world starts. That's not where government starts. So don't even bother bring that up at all about your law where you make up on what kind of bureaucratic business and stuff like that you do in your federal system. That no federal court don't have no standing at all in black people existence. Anything white people put up is null and void, because them criminal come here and kill off people before them do all of this. And no black people have no part or that they can say, well, you know, black people, you know, rewrite the Constitution. None of that, no English. It's white men. So what did they expect? They expect to come with themselves and their sodomites and their Bible and write all kind of code and write on our own turf. They swipe everything from underneath us like they do in Palestine. And now you have to be a citizen of the United States. You black people are not citizens of anything, right? But a citizen of the God's earth. That's what black people are. And when we know that, when we can articulate that, these sodomites go back where they come from, and I never have to use any more word that they consider to be abusive. They are going to come out of our territory, and there is no joke about that. A little over 2 years ago, time has come to toss out of world society the sodomite pontifex, AD, New World Order, and U.S. presidency by intellectual knowledge. The 509 DC coup, terrorist gang, spread a cancerous psychological depression worldwide with Abraham monotheism Christianity. Oops, fraud. My friend, when I wrote this tweet, I really was in a state of mind that nobody is going to have any problem with it. Because, you know, I imagine there are other things that go through there nobody don't pay no attention to. All right? And I think this one would just go through. But somebody, I think, are offended. Offended by it. If you listen to what it says, it is stuck in something that may be going over a lot of people's head, because it's a legal expression. I am saying that it is time to get rid of what these white people are doing in our territory, because they don't belong here, no matter what they come here and set up, and no matter how the African leaders of all the countries there leave them alone, like they are over there fucking themselves in bed too with these sodomites. That's the way it appears to me, because I don't understand why we were put up in the ship and traffic from east to west. I don't understand that. And until this day, I don't see any African leader come to America and address, you know, this government here and the African people here. I don't see none of that. Why is it when in 509 BC, when these white people had no political power doing anything, and when they overthrew the king in Italy, why is it no African leader said anything? I don't read anything where they had anything to say. You see what I mean? And it can't be, based on what I have read about these white people and where they are coming from, when they began to talk and began to have influence, it's since black people came here. I don't understand how Africa, who has every wherewithal to protect the African people, they have every means to do it. And they don't do nothing. Nothing at all. All you hear that these white people do to black people, Africa is over there saying nothing, and all the leaders are over there, it's like they're from like some second, third world country or something like that. They don't care about us. But the thing about it is, we have a brain that we can connect with our God. That's meaning getting out of the church and all them old bunch of sodomite stuff that they make up into the world to keep the world sodomite. They don't want to go any place further than that. And since we hold the key to wealth, they come and, you know, become, you're living in America. And see, who create this hostile society? It's not the society created by kingship. No. It's the one that they create after they overthrow the king in 509 BC. The coup overthrow. This is the society that they create. They make a constitution to fortify everybody to carry guns. And, you know, and Trump wanted a teacher in school to carry guns in school. That's the society that they create. There is no way to have any kind of a pity or sympathy for these white people who are fucking ass every day because Obama in 2015, get this so-called Supreme Court that tell us that we are not human beings to pass law 5-4 when some of the judges said no. And the law that they use, you'd be surprised to know what law they use to marry people, is law where them have in Amendment 14. If you read Amendment 14, you will realize it's not a general law that cover every or wide issue. It only covers the African slavery and black people as a whole. That's right. That's it. And there's no way that you can, and they don't, and they never enforce it. No president enforced the 14th Amendment, but they use it to marry same sex. Why they come into our territory and do something like that? It's because they think that they own America. Because they said, dear God, send them here on a mission to bring real Christianity come here. Do you know what they're talking about? They're talking about between your crotches and fucking ass. That's what they're talking about. Listen, I don't grow up using even these kind of words. When I use them today, I use them because it is impacting nonsense that we are wrapped up in, and I am not about dignifying it in any other kind of way. Talk about what they do with their body on the inside of them and defile humanity. Talk about that. If they want to do it where they come from. Don't come to our territory with it. And right now, I pray to God, I pray the Elohim God to do something as I am speaking. I want these people dead. And I don't mean that black people must go out there and kill them. Listen to me real good, okay? I'm not telling anybody out there to go and have a fight with anybody or go hit anybody at all because they're gay. I'm not saying none of that. Listen to me real good. Words are what carry energy. And I'm not turning anybody on like Trump telling these people to go out there and fight and all this kind of stuff. I'm not talking none of that. So back off. Listen to what I am saying. I want the gods to do it. Because the gods have been doing some of that. I want them to do more. I mean, what are you going to do with me? There's nothing else. These people kill us as much as they want. Right? Yes. And they're not done because they have Eddie and Adamani. I want all of that to be demolished. The gods, I am asking to do that. The weather go bad for them. You see? Because now they don't respect the gods. They don't respect us. Okay? Let it go bad for them. That's not a hard thing for the gods to do because they are experts at making things go good for you as well. They can turn you, you know, into the last moment that you exist. They can do that. And that's what I represent. So this is the tweet that I appealed 2 years ago. And here is the date, February 23, 2019. So February last month, 23rd of February makes it 2 years, right? Yeah, because now is 21 and it is 19, 20. Yes. So 19 is February. Okay, 23 to 20, that's 19 to 20, makes it 1 year. And from 20 to 21, February, that makes it 2 years. 2 years now, they have this tweet an appeal and they have not resolved it yet. Now, what do you think about this tweet? They say at the bottom, please note that while we review your appeal, you won't be able to access your Twitter account. We'll take a look and we'll respond as soon as possible. If you'd rather just delete your tweet, you can cancel your appeal. See, that's their talk. It is, 2 years now, and they fail to resolve the street like they resolve the other. Why they don't resolve this? Based on what I have said, they think this is so serious that up to now, they don't decide to resolve it. Are they going to resolve it? Because I have placed a tweet that is more universal than they can just walk over. Because this means that I rule the world. I rule the world with history. Right? And what they establish as criminal. I'm not criminal. I am talking and I don't have anything for anybody to respect. I'm just talking like somebody who will read little and understand some and can identify something of value, which is true, and nobody has any power to remove what I put in place. Because what I put in place is civilized existence, opposed to their uncivilized interference with civilization. That's what I wrote about. What's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that. This is the way the world is supposed to be. Free from sodomy. Sodomy must be where, this is all sodomy right here I'm talking about. And I'm saying, people who are listening to what I'm saying, if you think I'm crazy, well, that's your thing. A lot of people out there know that I'm not crazy. And time is going to tell. Well, it's not my real, my burden, but, this is going over a lot of people's heads. And I don't expect anybody to, to support what I'm saying. And I'm not looking for help. I'm not looking for group help or nothing like that. It's only me, and I don't ask no friend, nobody to back me up. It's just me. Because when I ask you question that is civilized, and that's what the world exists by, trying to run about and twist me around, because you won't be able to do that. The energy field will prevent you from doing that. You will have to talk the truth. It doesn't matter who you are. You see, because money is not what caused us to exist. So if you have a lot of money, steal a lot of money and do all these kind of abuses to people, that is not civilization. That don't cause us to exist. The truth that I am dealing with right now, they have to deal with. And why they don't answer yet, it is because power is in words. And it depends on how you use it. All right? And this is what I'm trying to say. They're here like about 400 years in America. What are they doing here? So now it's like, oh, you can't tell them anything else. Well, but I'm telling you, what matters is the truth. And if you don't want to go back where you come from, then you continue to testify that you're really sick. You're mentally sick. And it is true. But I'm bringing it to you that you have to know that all of you are mentally ill. All of you white people. Yeah. I bring you to judgment. Judgment to the line and righteousness to the plummet. All black people, sodomite. If you're not sodomite, you don't need to worry about nothing. But if you're a sodomite, get out. Get out. Because my quest is for the gods, is to clean up our civilized community. That's my quest. Okay? Clean up our human community. And white people must find their cut. Find their faggot homosexual cut. There is no other respect than that. It's reasonable to say go back to where you come from because you come out here and kill us. And kill us and talk about your government. You don't have no government. There's no proof of that. And the time has come now for you to hear it and realize that. Don't sit up here in front of us and tell us this and your that. When no history is putting you there. No history puts you there. Go back where you come from. because like I'm saying, it's going to be, I mean, a bad, bad atmosphere here going forward, okay? And we're not fighting with no weapons, okay? No weapons whatsoever. And you're going to see how things going to play out for you. I'm telling you, get out. I come here and do my shows and talk what is proper for our existence as hybrid people. And how many people want to do this? Not many at all, if there's any. So I know that there is, you know, I mean, a lot of people would like to challenge. What are you going to challenge? What are you going to challenge? Ask Twitter about this tweet. I want to call Twitter and ask Twitter about this tweet. Why don't they resolve? Because I have an account there. Of course, I'm not, it's not, you know, you don't pay there. Okay, not unless you want certain service and stuff like that, you know, to supplement what you're hosting, you know. And I have supplemented that with other tweets. But now I have, you know, so it's the account. I have the account there. And, you know, I mean, all 2 years now I've gotten to use it because of them. Sodomite. You don't want to come here and tell us because they can't come here and do all the things they do. They think that they have a right to do it. No, it's not. Words are against you. The certified world history and Sumerian history totally against white sodomites. And you think you can take away everywhere we have, you know, and you go home to fuck your dog and fuck your ass and we don't have no inalienable rights. No, I mean, if you want to know who black people are, you keep on doing what you're doing then. Because it's not just my mouth alone you're gonna hear. You're gonna hear some things coming from above your head. Okay? That's what is going to happen. Because as long as our Elohim God see that we, at least one person will stand up and identify them, that what they have done on earth, come on. I don't have enough, you know, in me to recognize what they have done. And the church that I grew up in that totally, I mean, missed my brain, I'm glad that I have a chance to understand as much as I have. Come on, so what do you think? Who you think is going to win this? And by so, my life is not in vain. A lot of people are going to be benefited because sodomites don't create anything. They want the world to think that they're the ones now have science and this and that and tell you how your life's supposed to go. I'm saying, you know what? Go back over Europe with it. Go back over Europe with it. Go back over Europe. Stop pestering the black people. Stop. Get out. Get out. When things begin to tumble down, and they're going to find out because the time has changed. There's no more of that. No more church sodomite stuff. And they're ruling the world and tell black people what to do. No, I'm the one. I come forth and I'm not putting water in my mouth. I'm telling you that a awful time is coming. The sodomites who decide they're going to want to make us sodomites. It's not going to happen. It's serious. Go back where you come from. And I'm telling you over and over and over and over, and you can think, oh, he's just running his mouth. All right. Until, like Noah, make the ark, people never go to get out, you know, and until, you know, the rain came and they got drowned. That's what they say in the Bible. It's not that I even think that is so. Now, so I tell you about the tweet, and I hope you understand something from that. So So I have this section now to do.
Just a minute.
Give me a second here, and I'm going to play this. Aretha Franklin. She sings Respect. Let's hear it, Aretha. Wonderful. Aretha Franklin. That's respect. Respect. Now, I would like to know if anybody can look on the type of hostility that these sodomite people have displayed. You know, say 2100 years. Going after the black people and taking away everything they have from them. Calling themselves, you know, I mean, going on to these type of camouflage and actually using a king's title, Roman title, and the military, and take the military and dress code and behaving like they are black people. That's big people. That's what they do. They call themselves Jews when they call themselves Jews today when in the Bible and in a lot of literature that you read 2,000 years ago about wise men going to see a baby. But you read those scriptures and you will see that back then these same sodomite white people call the Africans Jews and Abraham's children. You will see that's what they write. Spend all your life messing up black people's lives. That's what they do. Today in America, do you see any black people out there with Jewish Federation business? You don't see that. But can't you read the Bible for yourself and see that they were not Jews back then when they're talking about their crucifying of Jesus Christ? Can you see it? These are honest fuckers and dog fuckers. Dog, they teach dog to fuck them, and they fuck the dog. We must get these sorry. by getting out of their institution, the church institution. You need to live a civil life. You go to work and do your business or whatever it is. But they come to tell us that we must start live like sodomites. It's not tolerated. Just not tolerated. Okay? It's going to go to where I tell them to get out. I'm not telling anybody else to tell them to get out. I'm telling to get out. If you think that you're to tell them, why don't you tell them to? Because it's all about the ethnic black people. And they come here and totally like kick us in the dust. The only one who's going to cry out of the dust is not us. Those who are dead already. Those of us that are here, they are, we're not dying for anyone's sin. We're not dying for anyone's sin. We're not being sacrificed for anyone's sin. We are telling these sodomites, they are sick in their head, and why they come and push us out of everywhere we are and talk about, you know, when they talk about Israel, they talk about Israel now. Anyone who called Palestine Israel. They're the one. And they kick out the black people and then turn it around like it wasn't black people that they kicked out, it was white people. These are very uncivilized and dangerous, honest fucking white people. The church is an honest fucking institution. That's right. And you think I'm biting my lip? No, I'm not. Because you know what? The gods established something here, and I'm a part of that. And if I come to know it, there's just no way I'm going to shut up about that. You're crazy. These fuckers are crazy because I read it. In the elf information that they who go through interbreeding and start it off at the second level of human development, they plague an issue that don't function in a civilized world. You hear that? They are not functioning in a civilized world. AD and Adamani is not a function in civilized world. I tell you, if you want to be told again, maybe you don't hear it. AD and Adamani is not a function for civilized world. They are not civilized. Ethnic people are civilized. No, they have a way of blocking things I say. They don't know. They make it worse for themselves when they block what I say, because what I say will never die. It will never die. They find themselves in a bad situation. Now the gods going to come after them, because that's all the gods needed was for us to really stand up. Because it benefits us, not them, it benefits us. They don't want credibility from us. But how pleasant it will be when we stand up and identify our God and stop these sodomites from pushing us around. Give them a job to help us out and see how it works. Right? Because there's nothing they want to see more than to see us prosper. Now, let me see how much I can. Let me read this here. It's the subject matter of the, you know, the synopsis I wrote. Indo-Europe. Bible is 100 billion, it seems that's what I wrote. Yes, but as much as you can raise this number is all right. Any what number you want to give it, but Indo-Europe Bible is 100 billion. Percent uncivilized.
You get out, cancer society. Get out. Because you and everything you represent is uncivilized. Get out of our territory and stop talking about it's your country. It's not. Never was. In 1992, I took a class, Emory University, in Atlanta, called Introduction to the Old Testament. I'm reading what someone wrote, okay? An article. As I read various required textbooks for the course, I saw something I had not noticed before. Many Old Testament scholars, particularly European scholars of the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century, had written their books and commentaries on the Old Testament from the perspective that there were no people of color mentioned in the scriptures. Puzzled, I began to look into the topic more deeply. I studied intensely for about a year, attending lectures and interviewing scholars. I began to realize that this was a particularly difficult and controversial subject, and it has caused much hurt. Thankfully, times have changed. Thankfully, time has changed. But some of the wounds remain. Wow. Wow. So let's look at it and put to rest once and for all this bias and unfair distortion of the Bible. Apologize in advance for some of the terms that I will need to use as we discuss this topic. They are not the terms we would prefer today, but they are terms that historians, ethnologists, and biblical commentators of past centuries and even the 20th century have employed plain these ideas from the origin of blacks. These ideas steeped in racial prejudice were alleged to provide a biblical justification for black slavery and the subjugation of black people. So who are the scholars and historians who write their history that way? They are sodomites because if the black people write that, it means that their brain is gone. But they're sodomites. And they kill people to accept Jesus Christ. So don't take this any kind of way at all, because
it is a common understanding or attitude of these sodomite white people. And simply because black people need to develop more to defend themselves. And this person who is writing here back in 1992, you know, first come to understand something like this and begin to, like, write about it. So, all right, let's hear the next paragraph. When I first read about these concepts, they brought tears to my eyes. As a white person in a predominantly white country, this is a white person. And also, no, I also began to gain a better understanding. No, not a better, but a better understanding of or the black experience in the United States. And so, okay, is the Bible a book by a white God for white people? Of course not. God is spirit and does not have color in our human and earthly sense. There is nothing in the scripture to indicate that people are included. No, that people are excluded from God, from God's saving grace on the basis of ethnic origin or skin color. That's about what this, I like this article here. Now I find out that to read certified prehistory and modern history, right? If there is any such thing as modern history, I don't feel that comfortable in even talking about modern history. I can say latter history. Because it's the white people that come in with AD Anadamani and make it seem like this AD Anadamani New World Order is something to accept. It's like it's civilized. And we are not to accept that. AD Anadamani is not a calendar. It's not a civilized calendar. It's a sodomite. I mean, idea completely. And that's what they are using to destroy the African people completely. Okay? And we are not supposed to, you know, once we understand, we are not supposed to cozy up with sodomite ideas. You see, because they don't regard the civilized world and who established the civilized world. They do not. And I am never, back in time when I didn't know anything, I just content with whatever my mind is saying to me. You know, and I look up in the skies and I just wonder, oh, I only see people, you know, it's like my mind wants to experience more than just seeing people. I want to understand more things about the world and the surrounding. You know, I mean, I look up in the skies and I can't see anything and this is all that existence have to offer me. Now, I feel perfectly content with what I know about the universe and about the earth itself and people living on it. Yeah. And it's the reason why I am talking the way I do. And then I began to come to a realization back a few years ago and go to church and talking to people about what I think is civilized information. Back then, you know, in my mind, I was looking, you know, for a higher and better explanation of what our existence is. You see, so now I get clarity of words and I know to match words with situation, objects, and stuff like that. Now, I feel good about continuing understanding knowledge and gaining wisdom of what is civilized information for us civilized hybrid people. And who want to come in and tarnish our existence, turn them back at the gate. Turn them back at the gate. They don't belong here. And that's the power that I have inside of me. My people, go back where you come. Go back where you come. Because you come here with nothing. Come in here, you come here with an object, with an objective, or what you call it. Come here with an agenda. Come here with an agenda. And I want to show you what you come here with. And why there is no reason for any of us to shut our mouth and allow these mentally ill sodomite people. You sodomite because you don't have a good body of civilization. You see? And you are to stay in your culture. That's where you are to stay, in your culture. All right. Let me read some of these things that you have written, and this is what this document you use to evangelize people. You call it the Puritan Christian Agenda. This article that when people come on and reading, this is the article you provide them. Now, anybody with sense is not going to distribute this kind of information to people today, saving those who you wish to catch into foolishness. This is the way this article reads, and I'm going to try to read it if I can. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that American had essentially Christian origins. You find out whether or not this thing is making sense or not. Because that is a lie. And, you know, it's not everything they're going to say is a lie. They're going to talk some things about themselves that are some things that are true about themselves. However, is said in a way that, you know, you can be on their side, right? So you have to figure out what is like. But I just want to go ahead and just read it and let you consider for yourself what, you know, what is making sense in these sodomite writings. They call themselves Puritan Christian Agenda. And this is a title that you have got to know, have a knowledge of history to know that none of this is true, and you are not to be a part of none of what they're talking about, Puritan Christian Agenda. Why are you using these kind of names? Why do you use these kind of names? To portray, and if you see some picture and what the pictures are like, and they behave in such a way like they are decent, nice people. It's to catch you. All right? They rest heavily on an appeal to the pilgrim heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a now lost Christian America rests on rather
nebulous foundation. Then you have a page where you are directed to go and finish this line of thought. Now I'm going to second paragraph. Just a second. Okay. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America through Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. Old Testament is a sodomite work. It's not for African people. No matter what is in there, go and see your Sumerian, Mesopotamian, Assyrian, Arcadian history. Don't go to Harab's writing, like the Quran or Sharia law. Don't read. You waste your time. The Farrakhan, they're kind of a mentality. Read the clean world prehistory text. Before the flood and after the flood. That's what we need to read. All right, so these sodomites are writing what they are working on as reconstructing the African people's sexuality. That's what they're doing with this document. They believed, too, that they were on a divine mission to America, a place especially appointed by God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he transferred the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way, gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of the New England. Okay, I had to take a pause there. Thank you for your patience. He says, the Massachusetts Bay of the Massachusetts Body of Libraries of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have worshipped any other god but the Lord God, he shall be put to death. death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts copied directly into the New England law book. And what they download into the New England law books. The principle of nationhood found in ancient Mesopotamia. Not Mesopotamia, but they call it Israel, but it's not Israel. Sodomite call you know, the our people that they push off out of Palestine. Palestine is the word I'm trying to get out of my computer. Palestine. Yes, they take the discipline of civility, you know, and bring it over to download it into their law books, the Old Testament. Why are they coming to the civilized people to learn principles of nationhood in ancient Palestine? They call it Israel since 1948 when they lied about what Jews come back into Israel. And at that time they called the place call it Israel. Why do they call it Israel? And Sodomites have nothing to do with Israel, with Abraham or Isaac or Jacob. But they have now used it and gone like they love the Lord God, and they don't have no God whatsoever ever in history. None. Because who are their parents? Are humanoid. And you don't have no poor parents except that. You see what I mean? So now, he says here that now they said all of these things here, if you violate, you know, you are facing penalty of death. If you don't comply with those things that I just read to you there that they want you to observe, whether or not they're telling the truth or not, but that's what they wrote. He shall be put to death. You will be put to death. Why are they saying you got to be put to death? It shows how steep these faggot people's brain, their endocrine glands secrete to them. Why they are so violent. And they're going to ascribe God as a violent God too. They ascribe God, they represent God as one who don't business with woman also, if you notice in the Bible. And Jesus, the Son of God, which nothing is remotely able to happen like that, that a man without a woman is having a child. And then they say he's a spirit God and all that. Do you want to go into that? As a notion that you want to believe that it can never be proven? There is no geography where they can point you that was the place. And you could go there and see physical evidence. You can't see the God, the spirit God, but you can see the physical things at the place where God made these people. Why couldn't that be the case? But because they're not telling anything that is true, and they're talking nonsense that they expect people to believe, and they're going to put a lot to you believe in it. Now, go on with this reading here. Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, okay, all these things I read to you. Those are the things that were prescribed for. All right. So it goes on now to say, Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft executions. So that is implying that they kill some black people and charge them to be doing, charge them with what? With witchcraft. Charge them with doing witchcraft. Imagine that. And then execute them. And then you have a search for Christian America in pp.34-35. You can go and read on more about that line that is reported there, that paragraph. Right, go on some more. We have some more that I would, you know, I feel all right, like I can go on and try to read it as, you know, make it as audible as possible and understandable. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. Replacing national Israel so they displaced the black people who they had called Abraham's children, and that is in Palestine, and they come to America and decide, you know, it's the same thing. They come in on a mission here. All right, so they are telling you what they do. Is, you know, they're writing this now. That the Puritans, these white people, Indo-European people, call themselves Puritans, this nice name, Puritans. They view themselves, these honest fuckers, view themselves as God's special people. What makes honest fuckers special people? They are saying that because they learn a little civility from us. Because they're over there, I mean, 2 million years in Europe, and never go out to enlarge themselves on the planet. They stay there until they met civilized people and educate themselves to where, you know, they can function almost like a civilized person. In a certain sense, civil, you know, I mean, in a social sense, you know, and in a work, you know, artisan, you know, vocational sense, they can learn things, they can do a lot of things, but there are another aspect of civility, and whereas if you don't have the blood of civility, then you're not going to cut it, and this is where they think that what they are doing is sufficient, you know, to make life go on. And they don't know. That's not true. You see, because they are taking us, make foot mats and stuff like that, and relegate us and stuff, and they don't realize. No, we are children of the Most High, not them. And they should know that. They shouldn't fool around with us the way they do. You know, I mean, you know, I would expect them to have a lot higher level of civility and don't stoop to that depth there. This is what they are doing to us. And yet still they're behaving like we don't value anything. And that they did not value anything for 2 million years. And when they met us, they start value something. And this is where they put us. So they are far from being civilized. So I am not trying to throw nothing that is out of reasoning. They give me or give us reason to, like, to put them into the dumpster if we can do that. I don't mean physically. I mean, they physically dump us. Of course, what they do to us is, you know, is equivalent to, like, into somewhere. That's what they can continue to do.
and they feel good about it. That's Trump. Okay? That's what they feel about us. And as long as Biden thinks that he's a president of the United States, he also, is to be looked at just like them. But the little something that he's doing here, we never asked him to come here to do that. You see, they're the one who come here and cause the problem. Right? So he stepped in and behaving like he's a good president. He's not our president. Biden is not our president. And the wealth that they're handling is our wealth. It's not this because they never come here with nothing. Don't pity these people and don't take no fall from them. Just glad that you survive. And here is light, you know, shining on the dark place of our heart where we know better now. You see? Someone, you know, is brought to the forefront to face this and to articulate it. What are they going to do with the truth? Still want to fuck us here on our territory? Yeah, they go down there, you know, and wait for the tornadoes to pick them up. Going to go on now if they think that it's a joke. No, there are too many people been waiting to hear the truth and to understand who these people are when they stand up in front of you. You know, they have the network, they have all the things out there in the world that need food for life. It's theirs. It's theirs. They use our money and purchase it and behave like they can give other country money. It's our money that they're using and doing it. They never come here with anything. So how did they invest into this country? They don't invest nothing into this country. These are sodomites that don't have any sense. And read about them, what kind of head they have. Read what kind of brain they have. Read it. I say read it. Because if you don't know, you go right to them and look help from them. They say some more ridiculous things. They said here, the Puritans view themselves as God's special people. When they're saying it, these people are fucking ass at the same time because they are mocking black people and saying things, you know, I mean, for you to get a certain type of a positive impression of them. And then when them go and talk, all of the nasty and uncivilized type of things is like you don't understand what they're saying. And you still go to church and everything and don't even know how they make up the church. And that's ignorance is a very, 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 very bad thing. All right. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Now, why should people who come from so far come to invade our territory, where we live, and decide that they are going to do all these wicked things to us? And we don't treat them with no wickedness when they come here. We don't charge them, you know, land or nothing like that. And this is what they turn around and doing. So you can see they don't have any intention of helping themselves and go back home with any help that they get out here. No, they make up their mind long time that they're going to kill us and take away what we are. They make up their mind long time. You see white people around us and you think that, oh, you know, it's a church thing. No, they're not a church. They don't want to make up. They want to control everything we have and eventually get us to, you know, they have control over all of the wealth and stuff like that everywhere. Because they didn't take over most of the things already, long time. Yes. But they want to complete the whole thing. Once we allow them to do this AB and Adamani, we are dead. We are dead. You got to know that that AB and Adamani is a emulated act. Wrongly emulated act. We are created eternally by the gods. We cannot be remade. They can't come here and talk about they having any government. It's just one government. It's kingship. And they come with democracy and all that. These are uncivilized nonsense that they're going with. And we are here voting for this one and that one and think that if we don't vote, we're not going to get anybody to take care of us. Just imagine that. They have our hands tied behind our back. Mentally. You see? And in a lot of ways, physically. Tie our, you know, our senses. Keep us some understanding. You see? Now, it goes on. They go on to say, since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indian people in general. Indian is just one of the ethnic group of peoples of the African civilization. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. You hear that? The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. And you're going to find out how brutal it gets. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. Promised to them, you know, because they said God give it to them. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. So see, all what they're talking about God, they don't mean none of that. Okay? And when they make a spirit God in the Bible, it's because they want people to lose their good, proper thinking and start to think about Jesus and, you know, you have a home, that you have a faith in Christ and all that kind of thing. They don't mean none of it. These are sodomites. That's all they want is fuck Matty and dwarves and thieves. You see, and that's what they've been doing, stealing from African, you know, leaders and stuff like that, and have a lot of money to give countries and make allies. It's a sodomite. You see, African country must not be in alliance with these sodomites. Occupying our country and people and taking dole from them as our own money that they are using and distributing. They don't come there with no money. Okay? And it is our people that kill and steal, you know, with their bogus AD Anadamani. Ah, really? No, it goes on to say this. Indians, the American Indians, were the new Canaanites. They were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. And when you say that, you just imagine. You're going to find out how brutal it is before I'm done here. Hopefully. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Now, you think Christianity is a nice thing? It wasn't black people trying to sodomites into Christianity. A Democrat to convert black people into Christianity. You get this right. They are writing this, and it's the original of them. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw in their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, listen, failing you be converted to Christianity, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. I don't know what that means to you, but it means everything about what you think about these people who you are to hate as neighbors, as homosexuals, and you must forgive their sin and all that kind of stuff. No, there's no forgiveness in anything here. These people must be chased away back to where they come from and know exactly the harm that they have done to other people. They must go through that. They must not get satisfaction to settle in our place because they have weapons and stuff like that. No, the tornado is greater than them. Okay? all the things that are here to destroy. They need to be destroyed a long time ago, and they're among us. And, you know, the gods really want us to understand how we are to carry on ourselves with adversaries like these. All right? Now, for example, the Puritan Massacre. Listen to this. These white people massacre when they come to America. This is what it is talking about. For example, the Puritan Massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again deemed by the Puritans to be direct, were deemed by the Puritans to be directly by God. The massacre that they did twice within about 6 weeks time. They killed the people while they were asleep. Women, children, and men. Killed them. And within about 6 weeks later, they went back and killed some more. According to them, to finish the job. Yes? Captain John Mason. You hear that? Captain John Mason. They have fancy, title, Captain. You see, now they have their own society now, and have people who are notable among them, you know, and they are not Africans now. Only in the Bible they put Africans. Only in Bible, but they don't put John Mason or this other guy. Winthrop. They don't put Winthrop into the Bible, right? But they would put guys like Captain John Mason. He declared, and here the kind of a nasty stuff he's going to talk about. God laughed his enemies and enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery furnace. No, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen. Not people, you know. They were filling the place with dead bodies. Can you imagine these people talk like that about not people? And we accommodate them here? They be an Adamani government? That anytime they do you anything, you're going to their court. You're not going to get any justice. Right? When you work for them, their cooperation and stuff like that, you're going to a court, you're not going to win. You go to arbitration, you're not winning. Imagine what black people are in. If we don't come to the light of our existence, these people will eventually destroy us completely. Now, it goes on. It goes on to say that, thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan Indians, and Manifest Destiny. A place you can go and read more of this. Right. Defenders of the Puritan claim that it was the hostility of the Pequot that led to their unfortunate demise. But the Pequot were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. You see that? So these people, these white people, killing off our black people, where they go to invade and come out, you know, with honing the America. That's what they were working on. So now it goes on to say, history reveals that their hostility did not manifest itself until they were hunted like animals. For argument's sake, let's say that the Pequot were the instigators of hostility. virtual savages, if you will, which they were not. Doesn't this justify? No. Does this justify hunting them down, slaughtering them, slaughtering the men, women, and children in their sleep, and then doing it again 6 weeks later to finish the job? Do you think the presidency of the United States uphold what I'm reading? Yes, that's what they are about. That's what their terrorist gang is about. When you talk about president, you don't know what you are saying. When you talk about the president, not for black people. Read and find out. They are not for black people. They don't have any jurisdiction to be here in person, nor otherwise, to talk about they are honing things here, doing things here. None whatsoever. The history tells us this, right? And this is, they're belching up some of the worst part of them to let them know when they talk about Christianity and something like that. It doesn't mean anything to them. And only you it means something to, because you're an idiot. You don't read history and know that these things are not a part of African history. Okay? So we have to get out of the uncivilized state of mind. Now, goes on to say this, but for argument's sake, all right, so it says that these people never did anything wrong at all, and these guys burnt them down all these times and slaughtered them. And I say, what? Well, you slaughter them in the name of Christ if you don't accept Jesus. They have to slaughter you if you won't accept Christianity. They're going to slaughter you. See, because he says, moreover, the Puritans claimed it was in obedience. Listen, oh, gross and sick these sodomite people are. You see, it is their sodomite culture that did this to us everywhere we live. So which of them you're going to pull out and say they're not guilty of it? None of them are guilty for it. Every white people here guilty of these things that I am reading. Them can go where they can get forgiveness, but we don't have any forgiveness for them because they don't business here. They come here and this is what they do to us. Well, the gods have provision to protect us. If we walk away from the nonsense where we believe, they teach us. Walk away from it and begin to live by your history. Now, this is the finishing point of what I want to read to you. Just let you know what we are up against. It says, for, yes, so that's what they did. The Puritans, it says, moreover, the Puritans, they think, you know, that they were in obedience to God's will, you know, to slaughter the Puritans, to slaughter the pagans, the black people. You see, it was in obedience to God that these pagans were slaughtered. I mean, who else you think beside these white people did these things to take this country away from African people? I'm talking about they have a founding fathers. Yes, when them come here and slaughter us, they have founding fathers. What did they found? They have a founding fathers everywhere we are. We already moved to this place and settled. And they come right behind us because them couldn't do it before when they were uncivilized 2 million years over in Europe. Caves. All right. Let me go for one more if I am allowed to read this next paragraph. There are a lot of things here to know. And you can Google this article, Puritan Christian Agenda. Puritan Christian Agenda. All right, and see This is a document that you should really read, because we don't know much about these people who we are fooling around talking about. We are Christians in their church. All right. If you think the church belongs to civilized people, you really need to read your own history. This is a information that these white people wrote in their document and tell you how they bring a lot of things from our own place where they invaded and take away our information and use it the way they want, right? Things that benefit them to have a better life. You see what I mean? All right. Now, so this year, they say, hear the reasoning of the Puritans defies logic and a sense of common decency. That's what we are dealing with. We are dealing with the presidency of what they call United States. This is exactly what we are dealing with. Because when they go all over the place and kill people and kill us right here in America and in terms of all over the place. All right, their logic for doing it defies logic. There's no reason why they're doing it, right? Because they are demon possessed. White people are demon possessed, right? And it's not because you see some might look like them all right and stuff like that. It doesn't mean that they are not demon possessed. Demons are in them, pretending like they're okay. Okay? If they don't do something that really lets you know this person is clean on the inside, they are possessed with demons who know to feign for you to think that they are civilized. You don't remove nothing away from them. They have no forgiveness to get it, man. Get out. And anything come down on them by our curse, they are totally responsible for that. They have done enough to us. Let the God do it to them now, right? If the things know God exists, like they don't, they know no God no exists in the Bible. The God, well, you don't have any reason. They have no evidence that God make anything, because they can't prove that God make Adam and Eve. But we have every proof, every evidence. We are created in test tubes, right? Genetic manipulation. We have proof of that. We have every proof of that. You faggot. Just know that. We know how we were created. Get out of our territory. If you think that that's the way it's going to go, you're going to stay here and you're going to do us whatever you want to do. No. The time is over with. And do, if you have any sense at all, if you have any civilized sense about yourself, get out and go back where you come from. Because don't call what you have here your paradise and your this and that. Because why did you leave your paradise and come here to take ours? You didn't bring any paradise here in none of our territory. Come on. If you think that's the way it was always going to be, you're sorry. You better think differently. So it goes on to say here, they're that I'm telling you, in the when you read the health information about mental health and why people have mental problems, you'll find out beyond shadow of a doubt that no white people are really sane. Right? They may exercise a lot of useful sense, but they are not sane and sober. You see, because they would have removed themselves a long time ago if they are not sodomites. They would have removed themselves from the culture. They don't remove themselves from the culture. They are here in the culture in America enjoying what the culture, the criminal, are giving to them. And they know how much they live in unprivileged and all this kind of stuff. And they love it. Love it. Well, don't blame your Jesus. When you find out a tornado is going to toss you someplace in the abyss, blame Jesus, okay? And your spirit God, blame them. Our time has come. It's Aquarius now. It's not Pisces. And when things turn around and they fill up our territories, and it might look like it's hard for them to like go back. Oh, it was harder for them to come here. It was harder for them to come where we are we are rejecting them and say we have had it enough. We don't want any more of you. Indecent mind killing us and behave like the killing flies. Yeah. Now, it goes on to say, let's learn Christian principles that have a little, civilized thing in there that say, love your neighbor.